produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Pastor George Emeka of South Africa, and the first assistant to our CEO and founder, Caleb Padgett. And you are listening to a Victorious in Christ radio program with Dr. Ronald E. Rolfe Ministries.
Eternal God, our Father, our Maker and our Creator. Eternal God, receive our worship. Receive our praise. As we come before thee, O God, to worship thee and to praise thee. We ask, O God, that thou would be pleased in everything that we do. For those that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And, O God, we ask now in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, as we prepare to go forth in your word, something will be said to help a believer to praise you and to worship you. Something will be said, O God, to heal the sick, to mend the broken heart, to comfort the bereaved, in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Now, O God, we bind any and everything that's not like thee. Have your way in this place, in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Come no more in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds, and in our spirits. Cover us with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And have your way in this place, in our hearts, in our minds. Help us, oh God, to focus on you. Help us, oh God, to look to the hills from which cometh our help. For all of our help comes from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Now, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Now, oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus to anoint your servant. Hide me behind the cross. Let no flesh glory in your sight. Use me, oh God, not just as an oracle of Christ, but use me, oh God, as an anointed vessel fit for the master's use. In the blessed name of Jesus. And for that, Lord, we thank you. For that, Lord, we give you praise. For that, Lord, we give you honor and all the glory. Hey, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Let me go readily into the word of the Lord, and God bless you for those that are viewing, and God bless you for those that are here that are gathered in the sanctuary of Greater St. Mark Church. If you're just now tuning in to our live stream, I'm yours truly, Pastor Ronald Roth, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On behalf of my lovely wife, Lady Paula Griffin Roth, and the saints of Greater St. Mark Church, we welcome you to our worship experience. If you're viewing by way of live stream on Facebook Live and YouTube Live, I ask that you would begin to like, to share, and tag, and have your watch parties. Let others know that they can come in now and experience our worship experience with us in the beauty of holiness. I want to let you know that you can share with us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time. on Facebook Live and YouTube Live here from our worship facility at Greater St. Mark Church, located at 3570 Weaver Road, Memphis, Tennessee. If you're ever in the area, feel free to come by and worship with us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time. You can also be with us on Wednesday evenings from a remote location at 7 p.m. Central Time for our Faith and Deliverance Bible Study service on social media live as well. Let's go into the Word of the Lord. I truly have enjoyed myself. I truly thank God for the music department. Thank you, praise and worship. Thank you, musicians. Thank you so much for helping to usher in the Holy Spirit and to set the atmosphere, to set the ambiance, so that we can receive what we need from God. I want you to know you don't have to wait for the preached word. The Lord is already here. If you need healing, you can be healed right now. If you need to be delivered, you can be delivered right now. All you have to do is just receive what God has already done in this place and let him do it in this place. From the word of the Lord, the gospel according to Luke chapter 2. The gospel according to Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 40. I would like to read in your hearing verses 40 through 46, concluding at the end of verse 46. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Again, Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 40 and concluding at the end of verse 46. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. And they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they returned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Let me go back to verse 44 and 45 again. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they returned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. I want to share with you for these few moments that we're going to spend together. Wherever you go, take the Lord with you. Yeah. Wherever you go, take the Lord with you. God bless you, and God bless the reading and hearing and the doers of his holy word. I used to wonder, how could Joseph and Mary had left the child Jesus behind in Jerusalem? After all, this was their child, and they had gone to Jerusalem for a purpose. It was the time of the Passover, and being of Jewish descent, they were obeying the Mosaic law that God had given the Passover as a feast to the Jews for them to remember always throughout all their generations. So Joseph and Mary now take their family to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. At the end of the Passover, they leave Jerusalem. And as they travel, they realize, where is Jesus? I used to begin to really wonder and ponder about this. How on God's green earth could they have left their child behind? Well, it wasn't until it happened to my wife and I personally. I remember we were leaving church with our children when they were very young. Our children, I'll go ahead and call their names since all of them are present on today. Ramika, Renelle, and Ransom. We were leaving church that day and they were young. They were adolescents. We were driving and then later Rolf and I realized, where is Ransom? We're in the car leaving church, driving down the street, but he was not in the car. We had left him at church. Now, ironically, his sister and brother never said anything. They didn't tell us, Mom and Dad, somebody is missing. You left Ransom. It was not until we personally realized that we had left our son at church. To this day, they have never given us a reasonable explanation as to why they didn't tell us that we left their baby brother. But we hurriedly turned the car around and went back and got Ransom. And he was right where we left him, in the church. You have to have this and understand that Jesus had other brothers and sisters. And nobody told Joseph and Mary, especially the siblings of Jesus. You would have thought they would have said, Mom and Dad, wait a minute. Our big brother Jesus is not with us. Be very careful, church, when people around you don't miss Jesus. Or if they miss Jesus, they won't tell you that Jesus is not with you. Well, the Bible says that Joseph and Mary did have other children. They had other children after the birth of Jesus. The Bible says that Joseph knew not Mary until after the birth of Jesus Christ. What does the Bible mean when it says that Joseph knew not Mary until after the birth of Jesus Christ? In the Bible, the context of the word knew means in an intimate way. In other words, he was not intimate with Mary until after the birth of Jesus Christ. I want to remind you that wherever you go, take the Lord with you. The songwriter said, everywhere I go, I'll take my light. King David said it like this in the 27th number of Psalms. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, somebody shout trouble. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Yes. Say this, that in these trying times, in these troubling times that we're living in, I highly recommend that wherever you go, you take the Lord with you. Our text gives us an insight to the early life of Jesus Christ. He was only 12 years old. He was only 12 years of age when this occurred. Jesus, being cared for and raised by his earthly parents, followed Jewish customs. But nothing is mentioned of Joseph, his early father, later in life. It appears that Joseph disappears from the pages of Holy Writ. One thought is perhaps Joseph could no longer handle the ridicule that Jesus was not his natural son. Jesus was referred to as the son of the carpenter because Joseph was a carpenter by trade. But Joseph's life disappears from the Holy Bible. Surely Joseph believed that the Lord was truly the Son of God. Surely Joseph believed what the Lord told him about the birth of Jesus. Mary, Joseph would marry her and would accept the responsibility given to him by God. The Lord had told Joseph that Mary was conceived. She was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. And what she had conceived in her was the Son of the living God. Because Joseph had thought about putting Mary away privately. He was espoused. He was engaged to Mary. But later it became obvious that Mary was with child. Joseph knew that he had not known Mary in an intimate way. So he loved her, but he would put her away privately. He would not make a spectacle of her. Because under the Mosaic law, it would be obvious that maybe Mary had done the ungodly thing. And under the Mosaic law, she would have been stoned to death. So Joseph decides, I'll put her away privately. But the Lord came to Joseph, told him that Mary has been faithful, but she's a chosen vessel of God. Which lets me know that when you take the Lord with you wherever you go, people may not understand the circumstances that you're going through. They may not understand what's going on in your life. They look at you and they ridicule you. They don't understand that it's the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. And the Bible says that even after the birth of Jesus, that an angel of the Lord came to Joseph again and warn him to take Mary and the baby Jesus over into Egypt until Herod would die. Because Herod sought to kill the baby Jesus. He sought to kill him because it was told of Herod that the king of the Jews was born in the city of Bethlehem. Herod, being a king himself, could not stand the fact that another king was born in his region. So he sought to kill all the male childs born 2 years old and under. But an angel had warned Joseph to take Mary and the baby Jesus over into Egypt and to hide there until I bid you to come back. Well, it's not in my notes, but I thought I'd just give it to you. Jesus was of color because there's no way you could take a white baby over into black Egypt and hide him there. So now I just give that to you. He was of color. You see these pictures of Jesus with long blonde hair and blue eyes. I don't know who that is. But I know the Jesus I know has hair like as of lamb's wool. Has feet as polished brass. In other words, they are of color. As if they had been burned in a fiery furnace. So now Joseph has the baby Jesus and Mary over in Egypt. Until Herod dies, he brings them back as the Lord had told him. So now Joseph has to deal with all of the ridicule about this baby not being his. So maybe he could not handle the ridicule. Maybe he decided to leave the family. Well, one other thought is perhaps maybe Joseph died earlier in the life of Jesus. I don't buy that because if he did, why didn't Jesus bring him back to life? After all, Jesus had power over death. He raised the widow Nain's son on the way to the cemetery. The boy was being taken there to be buried. Jesus saw the funeral procession. He came over and touched the bier. And the Bible says the boy sat up in the casket. The undertakers got mad because they had to give the mother her money back. Because now the boy is alive. So Jesus had conquered death. Remember Jairus coming to Jesus saying, my daughter is sick. Come and see her. And Jesus agreed to do that. But while he was en route to Jairus' house, a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years, she decided it was time to receive her miracle. She decided that, well, since Jesus is coming by, I might as well take the Lord with me. She went and touched the hem of his garment. It detained Jesus for a moment. And the Bible says that one came from Jairus' house saying, don't trouble the master any longer because your daughter is dead. Jesus overheard the conversation and told Jairus, be not afraid, but only believe God. Jesus goes to the house. There he raises the daughter from the dead. He goes into the house and brings in the selected group that he wants in the house. While they're in the house, he speaks over the daughter, Talitha kumai, which means, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Yes. She sat up in the bed and Jesus said, give her something to eat. Then he had another occasion where a friend of his by the name of Lazarus, whom he loved, became ill. His sister sent word to Jesus, he whom thou lovest is sick, and he's sick unto death. The Bible says that Jesus tarried where he was. He tarried so long that Lazarus died. By the time he got there, his sister said, Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, well, you'll see him again. She says, I know I'll see him again. I see him in the resurrection. Jesus said, but what you don't understand is that I am the resurrection. He rose Lazarus from the dead. So Jesus had encounters with death. So if Joseph had died, one would believe that surely Jesus would raise the man up that took care of him. We have no record of that. The Bible is not kind regarding that. Well, some said that Jesus even performed miracles earlier as a child. The Bible does not bear record of that. But there are other writings that suggest Jesus performed miracles as a child. Jesus really only recognized and acknowledged what was written in the law, what was written in the prophets, and what was written in the Psalms. What do you mean by he only recognized and acknowledged what was written in the law and what was written in the prophets and written in the Psalms? Jesus only quoted from the law being the Mosaic law. Let me give you an example. Remember when Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness and there he was tempted of the devil? He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And then at the end of his fast, he was tempted of the devil. The devil came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. He tempted the word of God. But what did Jesus do? He came back with the word. He quoted from the law, which was the Mosaic law. He said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So he quoted from the law. And then he quoted from the prophets. He acknowledged what was written of him in the prophets. Even when it came time for Jesus to go into his earthly ministry, he turned to the book of Isaiah and read from the book of Isaiah. So he acknowledged the prophets. And then he acknowledged the Psalms. He quoted the Psalms, so we have in our canon of scripture what is known as the measuring rod. We have the Bible. In our Bible, we have 66 books. Since y'all won't join me on Wednesday night, I tell you now. We have 66 books in the Bible, in the Protestant Bible. The word Protestant means it comes from the word protest. It comes from the word protest because when the early saints protested against Catholicism, they said it's not right for just the priest to have the word of God, because at that time the Bible was written in Latin. Although the original translation was in Hebrew and in Greek, they translated it into Latin, and nobody could read Latin but the priest. So now when the people came to God's house, the priest would read to them. So now early believers began to protest against that. And we have what is known as the Protestant churches. And out of that was born other denominations. So now we have in our Bible 66 books. We have 39 in the Old Testament. We have 27 in the New Testament. But we don't have the other books known as the hidden books. We don't have what is known as the lost books. We don't have the books known as the Apocrypha. Well, what is the Apocrypha? The Apocrypha were books written between the Old Testament and the New Testament. But the Bible tells me that it was 400 years of silence, that God was quiet between the Old Testament and the New Testament. That's why when John the Baptist showed up on the scene, he says, I'm he that cometh to bear witness of him that will come after me. But I'm not worthy to even unlatch his sandals. But he will come, and I'm baptizing you with water, but he will baptize you with fire. So now we have the Apocrypha, but in the Apocrypha, we don't even have that in our canon of scripture. Well, in one book, it talks about how Jesus, in the hidden books, it talks about how Jesus as a child performed miracles. Stay with me because I'm going to bless you. It talks about how Jesus performed miracles even as a child. It talks about how Jesus made 12 sparrows of clay, representing his 12 apostles. And it said that Jesus clapped his hands and 11 of the sparrows flew away, but one fell over and broke, symbolizing Judas. But I want you to know that John sets the record straight. John talks about in his gospel when Jesus was invited to a wedding. And there at the wedding, the Bible says that they ran out of wine. And Mary was at the wedding, and Jesus was at the wedding. His 12 disciples was at the wedding, and they ran out of wine, and word got to Mary, his mother. And Mary went to Jesus and said, they have run out of wine. And Jesus said, whatever I had to do with you, woman, my time has not come yet. But Mary didn't get offended. She just told the people, do whatever he tells you to do. And I want you to know that if you take the Lord with you wherever you go, you got to do whatever he tells you to do. If he tells you to raise your hand, you better raise your hand to God. If he tells you to jump up and run around the room, you better run like somebody's chasing you. Because I heard he'll put clapping in your hands. He'll put joy in your dance. He'll make you run and ain't nobody chasing you. She said, do whatever he tells you to do. Jesus told them to get 6 water pots, and I want you to fill them with water. And then they got the water pots, and they put water down in the water pots. That lets me know that if you really want to follow Jesus, if you really want to take Jesus with you wherever you go, you got to be willing to bring something. Even if it's empty, you got to bring it to Jesus. They brought those water pots and they were empty, but they put something down in those water pots. And the Bible says that Jesus now told them, go and serve the other guests. They thought it was just water, but somewhere in pouring the water into pot, it turned into wine. And I don't know how Jesus did it, because when I study how wine is made, although I don't drink it now, but when I understand, you'll get that one later. When I study how wine is made, it goes through a process known as fermentation. All you wine drinkers, you know what I'm talking about. It goes through a process known as fermentation. You get the grapes, and the grapes have to go through a process, and they have to be crushed, and they give off the juice, they give off the wine, and it has the age. And while it's aging, it becomes a different type of wine. I remember a few years ago, my wife and I, we went to Maple Valley where they make wine, and they showed us how the wine is made. I'm saying to say all this, Jesus didn't need to do all of that. All he had to do was just speak a word. Because wherever you go, when you take the Lord with you, all he has to do is speak a word over your life. And then when they pulled the water out of the pot, it was turned to wine. And they were amazed at how good the wine was. Somebody said, he's sweet, I know. He's sweeter than the honey out of the honeycomb. Well, the church now, they took that and ran with it. They said, now it seems like we need to go to Mary to get to Jesus, because Mary went to Jesus on behalf of the people. And I want you to know that you can come to Jesus for yourself. You don't need anybody else to go to Jesus on your behalf. as long as you're willing to take the Lord with you wherever you go. The Bible says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So the Bible lets me know that now we can come to Jesus for ourselves. The Bible says that Jesus, now, this was the first miracle that he performed, was changing of wine in Galilee, in Cana of Galilee. So now the Bible says that Jesus grows up. It says in Luke chapter 2, 51 through 52, it says, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. So when I look at Jesus, I realize that God was with him. And if God was with Jesus and I got Jesus with me, that means that God is with me. And the Bible reminds me of how awesome Jesus was in the ministry that he has. And that's why I want to tell you, wherever you go, take the Lord with you. Now, that doesn't mean that you can take him somewhere ungodly. Because it doesn't mean you can kidnap Jesus. It doesn't mean you can go and do your wrong and think Jesus is going to be there with you. Yes, he said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. But he didn't say that you won't leave him. If you don't believe me, ask Peter. Peter would tell you. The Lord told Peter, you're going to deny me on this night. And Peter said, no, Lord, I'll die for you. I'll never deny you. And on that same night, before the cock crowed, he denied the Lord. And yes, he remembered how the Lord had told him that he was going to deny him. And Peter even cussed people out to say that he wasn't even with Jesus. But I want you to know that in spite of your shortcomings, in spite of your sins, in spite of your backbiting, in spite of your wrongdoing, in spite of you not giving God the praise you should, I want you to know that Jesus is saying, if you would only just let me into your heart, if you would only just let me into your life. Well, let me hurry on and close this. When I say, wherever you take the Lord, wherever you go, take the Lord with you. Back in Luke chapter 2, verse 41, it says, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Well, what is the Passover? The Passover was a feast that God gave to Israel on the night that he delivered them out of bondage in Egypt. And it was on that night that God told Moses to tell my people to get a lamb and take the lamb and keep the lamb until the evening time, and when you slay the lamb, don't break any bones of the lamb, but take the lamb and slay the lamb and take the blood and put it over the doorposts of your house, because on this night my angel will come through the land of Goshen, and wherever he sees the blood, he will pass over that house. So now it becomes known as the Passover, and God tells them to always remember the Passover, because it was on that night that God delivered you out of bondage. And I don't know about you, but I got a Passover in my heart. I remember when God delivered me out of sin. I was sinking down in sin, seeking far from the peaceful shore, deeply stained within. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. He reached way down in my mess, way down in my backbiting, way down in my sins, and he picked me up. And somebody said, love lifted me. Somebody else said, what can wash away my sins? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. And the Bible lets us know that they are to remember the Passover. So now Joseph and Mary, they're in Jerusalem celebrating the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, I got to remind you of something right here, that although he was 12 years old, 12 years of age is not the age of accountability. People start saying, see that you can't be saved until you're 12 years old. You don't know what's wrong until you're 12 years old. The devil is a lie. You got some young children around here. They can take an iPhone and an iPad and show you a lot of stuff you never would understand. The age of accountability is when you come to maturity. It may be 12 years old for somebody else. It may be 7 years old for somebody else. Don't you dare stop children from coming to the Lord. He said, suffer the little ones not to come unto me. If they want to come to Jesus, you better bring them to Jesus. You better bring them to the Lord, because they got to understand that wherever you go, you got to take the Lord with you. And the Bible says that Jesus tarried in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother, they knew not of it. In other words, they left Jesus. And I want you to know, it's a dangerous posture. It's a dangerous position for you to leave the Lord behind. You're going to need God in this world. You're going to need the Lord in this life. You're going to need him wherever you go, because problems will come and storms will come. And I heard the songwriter said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. In other words, I had to learn to take the Lord with me wherever I go, because the Lord told me, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He said, whosoever will, let him come. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. And I came just as I was, a filthy sinner on my way to hell without a God on my side. But I'm so glad that Jesus, he had mercy on me. I'm so glad that the Lord saved my soul. They left him behind and didn't know he was back there. And the Bible says they went a whole day's journey. That's a long time to go without Jesus. That's a long time to navigate in life without the Lord being with you. That's a long time. But I'm so glad. It was in the year 1975. It was June 24th, 1975. I gave my life to Jesus. He saved my soul. And then July 23rd, 1975, he filled me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. So from 75 to 76 to 77 to 78, year after year, I kept the Lord near. I kept him in my heart. I kept him in my life, year after year, calendar month after calendar month, every January, every February, all the way down through June, all the way down through December. God has been in my life. Have I been perfect all the time? No, I made mistakes. I'm sure I disappointed him, but he never gave up on me. And I'm so glad that when I don't do what he said do, he won't give up on me. He has not given up on you. Don't you let anybody tell you that God doesn't love you anymore, that God don't care about you anymore. You may have left him behind, but you got to do what they did. The Bible says they turned back again. They looked for him. They thought it was with his kinfolk. But I want you to know, you can't hitchhike to heaven. You can't hitchhike off of grandmama. You can't hitchhike off of big mama. You got to know the Lord for yourself. You got to get saved for yourself. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. They couldn't find find him among the kinfolk. They couldn't find him among their friends. And sometimes you look at your family, they may not know the Lord. You look at your friends, they might know the Lord. But you gotta find him for yourself. But let me tell you where to find him. They went back to Jerusalem and they carried there and they traveled 3 days looking for him, but they found him in the temple. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You'll find him in his house. You won't find him out there doing wrong. You'll find him in his house. The songwriter said, let us now go into the house of the Lord. And the biblical writer said, I was glad when they said unto me, now let us go into the house of God. The psalmist said, I'm going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, unto his courts with praise. I'm going to be thankful unto him, and I'm going to bless his name. And when you come in his house, you better come in saying, Lord, thank you. You made old death behave. Thank you, Lord. I got a reasonable portion of my health and strength. Thank you, Lord. I still got my right mind. Everything I've been through, I should have lost my mind. I should have been crazy. I should have given up by now. I should have thrown in the towel. But it was nobody. It was nobody but the Lord. It was nobody but the Lord that kept you, that brought you, that saved you. And the Bible says they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Somebody said they were asking Jesus questions, but the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says that Jesus asking them questions, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, our father and I saw thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wish you not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And when he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God. And I'm leaving you now, but make sure you take Jesus with you wherever you go. If you got trouble in your life, you better find Jesus. You got sickness in your body, you better find Jesus. Is he lost, preacher? No, he's not lost, but he's standing by waiting on you. He's waiting on you to call on his name. And if you would just open up your mouth and call his name and say, Jesus, I need your help. Jesus, lift my burden. Lift it, Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. And the Lord will, yes, he will. I have some witnesses in here. The Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And when you call on him, when you believe on him, he'll be right there. Have you ever tried him? Have you ever called him? Well, open up your mouth right now and say, Lord, help me. Lord, bless me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, save me. Lord, fill me. Now leap up right now and say, Lord, I receive it. I receive it right now. Leap up right now and say, Lord, I receive it. I receive it right now. Reach up now. Reach up now. And said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wherever I go, I'll take the Lord with me. Now open up your mouth and give him praise. Wherever I go, I'll take the Lord with me. When was the last time you felt God moving in your life? When was the last time you felt you really felt the Lord? And you knew that it was God with you. David said it like this: yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Thou rod and thou staff, they comfort me. And I'm trying to tell you right now that whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, the Lord is nigh unto them, such as be of a contrite spirit and a broken heart. And he's going to mend your broken heart. He's going to heal your spirit. And he's going to help you, because he's that type of Savior. He's that type of God. And all you have to do is be honest with God and just tell him right now, say, Lord, I need you like never before. Lord, I need you in my home, in my life, in my circumstance. And you told me, you stand at the door and knock. And if I should hear you and open the door, that you will come in and sup with me. In other words, he'll come in and commune with you. He'll come in and fellowship with you. And all you got to do is say, Lord, I give it over to you right now. My burdens, my trials, my tribulations, I give it over to you right now. And because I know that you can handle it, I'm going to praise you right now. I'm going to praise you for the victory. I'm going to praise you for the outcome. Because nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now give your God some praise for your victory.
The race is not given.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.